Mitch, first of all, tell me what you're doing with this new deal you're doing with Farm Journal.
Well, I have been in the process of joining Farm Journal for about 6 months. And it started, I've been a consultant in the industry for 5 years, and I've worked with a lot of different media clients, and Farm Journal is the first people I ever met that I felt like I could work with for a long time. And
well,
so,
tell me a little bit about what you've done in your career. I mean, what sort of set you
well,
up to come in here?
Okay, well, I've worked in the internet since 1995. I was originally an editor, mostly in the construction industry, which has a lot in common with the farming industry because everybody wears Carhartt and boots. And but in 1995, I started working in the internet. I built an enormous construction channel online. And then the last 5 years, I've been working with about 30 different media companies in a consulting practice in all different fields, sports, medical, technology, material science. And I've worked with Farm Journal on and off during that period, trying to help them build their online presence. And then about 6 months ago, we started to work much more heavily on rebuilding AgWeb. Mm-hmm. And then over the last 6 months, it's sort of been more and more and more time on AgWeb. And at this point, it's turning into basically a full-time deal.
Well, I understand that you're basically going to reintroduce or publish a new whole concept on the web, right?
Total rebuild of AgWeb that you'll see in the summer. And so we rebuilt the site from top to bottom, and we've tried to use all the modern techniques for how you publish online. And a lot of that has to do with not just our own content, which we've always been very proud of, but how do we aggregate other people's content? Because I really believe that online, you know, it's not really only about your own content. It's about who's curating content the best. And so we spend a lot of time thinking about how we're going to collect information from YouTube, from published sources. We'll see New York Times stories on our site because we've purchased reprint rights from, you know, all 2,000 different media outlets to let us be the one place you can find all farm news.
Well, I hope you'll find something maybe on agwire.com.
Well, actually, the blog roles are usually the most interesting part of the web, and they're interesting for like three different reasons. One is that they're people that are not afraid to talk. Mm-hmm. They're uncensored and unfiltered. And there's enough, and I don't mean that there's too much clutter, but because there's so much clutter, there's kind of every viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And we are so used to seeing our news doled out to us by the hands of editors who have made judgments generally in a very sort of socially normal way. Mm-hmm. And when the best ideas usually come from the outsides, and then as a society, we make decisions hearing the extremes on both sides, and then we find our way to the middle. Mm-hmm. And we've got to let the extremes on both sides have voices and let everybody learn from it. So I think that's the site we want to build.
You mentioned social or socially. Uh-huh. How is that going to play a role?
Well, social media, everybody is spending a lot of time thinking about that. And I think we are at the stage with social media that the internet was at in like 1996. So I don't think any of us know anything. I mean, I often think about, I haven't talked to people, I don't know if you ever heard of the Wayne Gretzky principle of business. So a lot of people, when I say that, they nod their head because they have heard some management consultant in the front of the room talk about Wayne Gretzky. I don't know anything about hockey or Wayne Gretzky. But what I know is that I've heard dudes in the front of the room talk a lot about how you should run your business the way Wayne Gretzky plays hockey. And what I know is apparently he plays to where the hockey puck is going, not to where it is. So he can see the hockey puck. Everybody's heard this story, right? So the hockey puck's here. It's about to go over there. And he doesn't go over there because he can see the guy over there that's going to flip it over there. And he goes and gets the hockey puck over there. And when I think about, and this is supposed to be the way we're supposed to run our business. We're supposed to predict the future and go aim to where it is. And I think what we know about the internet, having spent the last 16 years of my life doing nothing but internet stuff, that is the stupidest advice you could possibly give to anybody because nobody knows where the puck is going. What I know is that today the puck is on Facebook. Tomorrow it will probably be on Schmacebook. I don't know.
I'm just glad we're talking hockey here because that word might have come out a little differently. But anyway.
Yes. But you get the point. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I think we're only seeing the very beginning of it. Facebook, as you know, 3 years ago was restricted to college. I mean, it was originally restricted to Harvard University students. And then it was Ivy League only. And then you had to have a .edu address. And it was only 2.5 years ago that it was opened up to the public. And today there are 118 million Americans on Facebook. So what does that mean? Now, is this a marketing opportunity? You betcha. Do we know how to use it? Absolutely not.
Oh. So if you, I know you said you're designing, coming out with this new web model. Is it, how are you kind of including in that the consideration for some of these new technology tools we've got, like the iPad, for example, that's coming out, and those smartphones and all that.
Yeah, I mean, as it goes, I mean, I don't know if this is good for the record or not, but as it goes, the iPad is something I'm thinking a lot about. I haven't got my iPad yet, only because I'm waiting for the 3G version.
So I couldn't wait myself.
Oh, you couldn't wait? How is it? Is it fun?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, great. So I figure next month I'll get mine, but I want mine to be wired so I can, you know, sometimes use it for that. And, but I think it actually will be a huge help to print publications. Print publications have spent a lot of time trying to create digital versions, and I don't believe in them. I think most people wind up, when they see a digital replica of a magazine, which many magazines have online, they wind up printing them. They print them on their printing paper. Then they walk around with Xerox staple copies of a magazine that all we've done is taken a magazine and made it much worse. Where the iPad has the potential to make it just as convenient and have all of the bells and whistles that make it look good.
Yeah, I can speak personally to the fact that just reading whatever it is,
it's fine,
is a pleasurable experience.
Right.
Really, it is.
So, but I think part of what we all have to do online, and because we don't know where the hockey puck is going, is to think about flexibility. And so a lot of the new AgWeb that you see, what I'm most excited about is behind the scenes, not in front of the scenes, because in front of the scenes you're going to see, I think it'll be better looking, it'll be easier to find your way around. We have a lot of content on AgWeb, 8,000 pages of material, and it's very hard to find it today. It'll be much easier to find it tomorrow. But what excites me is that we built the site in a complete block manner so that we have the ability over time. I'm less worried about what we do today than what we come up with next November and how do we put that on the site. And most people are dealing with sites that they built 4 years ago, and then today they're trying to figure out what to do, and to do any idea you have this morning takes you 5 months to do it. And that's not the way we're going to make the Internet grow. The way we're going to make the Internet grow is to do whatever we think of today, tomorrow.
So let me ask you just kind of final question here to sum up, or not to sum up, but just a question that comes to my mind is, when you look at mobile technology today, are you looking in terms of your website obviously being very friendly to mobile technology, but what about the apps that we're seeing, like for the iPhone, the BlackBerry,
iPad? We're building a mobile app as part of this. The mobile app is a stripped-down version that is quicker. So we will have a mobile app that we're not building on the iPhone first. We're building on a sort of mobile mm-hmm. platform. And it will have sort of news, weather, discussions, and blogs, which are the core things that people do on AgWeb. Very handy on a phone, which will be great for producers that are in trucks all day. But it'll also be a great browser experience. And so I've thought a lot about how as we know, in rural America, we have difficulty with high-speed internet. And I did not want to design a site to the lowest common denominator, and we spend a lot of time thinking about this. Well, but people have slow connections. Well, I want to use that mobile site to be an AgWeb light, so we build the site to be, you know, many farmers are at the very forward edge and have iPhones and BlackBerries and great high-speed connections. That's what we should build the power site for, and then the people that have lower speed connections should have another way in that gives them a very slick experience.
Great concept and good way to put it, by the way, because not a lot of people think about that. They just think, we got to build a website. You can have more than one website.
Yeah, you
to
can.
To accomplish more than one
and
purpose.
I was originally an editor, and one of the things you learn as an editor is that your audience is big and diverse, and that every story you write satisfies this guy, then I got to do another story for that guy, and I got to do another story for the other guy. So I'm always thinking that our audience is not one, it's many, and we have to press a lot of buttons every day.
Well, thank you very much, Mitch. It's great to meet you here at the NAMA conference taking place in Kansas City and learn about the new things that are coming out from Farm Journal. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.